Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hello, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. Oh my goodness, we have the most amazing guest expert lined up for you tonight. I cannot wait for you to meet him. We're going to bring him on very, very soon. Before we get into that, the Mind Body Business Show, for those of you who are not familiar, what is that all about? Real quickly, it's about the three pillars of success that I call it. And the thing is during my 54 years on this planet, I've learned a lot, both from successful and unsuccessful people. And toward my later years of late, I've decided to start concentrating on just those who are successful and learn from them. Yes, it's important to learn failures and how to avoid those, but I chose to focus more on success. And doing that, I realized over time there were patterns that each successful person had that were in common with each other. And really, they are the three pillars of success, and that's what the title of the show is. It's all around mind, body, and business. So from mind, it's about that champion positive mindset that, you know, that we all have choices. We have things that happen in our lives, don't we? You know, not always good. And we have choices on how we react to those. And if you're able to program your mind, to reprogram your mind in such a fashion that you can react to that by getting over it much faster and moving back toward your goal, your focus that's positive, then you're going to move forward much faster. And what I found with successful people is they are predominantly positive people. Hey, look, bad stuff happens to them too. It does. And it happens to us. It happens to everybody. It's all about how you react to it. And then there's body. What is that all about? Well, it's really about your physical body and taking care of it. Most successful people I ran into have very healthy habits in their life. And they take care of themselves both physically by exercise on a regular basis and through nutrition. And that is by eating what was made for you to eat. In other words, natural foods. One of the most amazing fitness gurus of all time. He was the godfather of fitness. His name was Jack LaLanne. Some of you might remember that name. He said one phrase that all you have to do is remember this one phrase. Doesn't matter what diet regime you follow. It doesn't. He just said one phrase, one sentence, that if you follow it, you will rewrite your health if you're not eating healthy now. And that is, if man made it, don't eat it. Pretty powerful, pretty profound, very simple, and brilliant all at the same time. And then business, the third pillar of success. Those that I have followed that have been, you know, resoundingly successful have mastered the key areas of business like sales, marketing, team building, systematizing, all of these things together. You know, this does take time to master all of these areas. And the thing is, if you master any one of them, you're going to see incredible results. Now concentrate on mastering all three, mind, body, business. And so that is what this show is about. And that is why I bring on guests like Richard Ward, who you are about to meet here in just a moment. And about successful people, it reminds me of a story of, well, the stuff you see behind me is reminding me of this. It's the books. I met a gentleman, this goes back quite a few years, about a decade. I met a gentleman, was flown out to Maine. We had a deal lined up, and it was a contract negotiation. And he had me flown out there, picked me up in a limousine. It was a really cool experience. Spent 2 days in his office, corner office, multimillionaire, and very successful gentleman. And at one point, I was sitting on his couch. It's a couch, nice couch, full-blown table, everything. And at one moment, he's looking at me standing up, and he turns and he goes, Brian, if people just did this one thing, if they knew to do just this one thing, they would all be super rich. And he kind of paused and I'm like, I'm thinking, I'm ready. Bring it. And so he turned coyly, walked toward the wall directly in front of me behind him. And there was a cabinet from floor to ceiling, very large, two doors, double doors. He grabbed both handles and swung them open. And what it revealed, the contents, was very similar to what you see behind me, and that is shelf after shelf after shelf of books. And he said, if people just did this and they just read books, and these aren't just any books, of course, these are, you know, personal development, they're business books, books about fitness, everything I just discussed. And I made a horrible mistake. This is about a decade ago, because I decided at that moment to not heed his advice because I thought it was too simple. Come on, read some books and I can become rich. I can go to the library and read these for free with a library card. There's not any skin in the game except for my time. There's no way this could be true. So I defied that logic and decided I'm not going to do that. And so thankfully, luckily, and just blessed beyond belief, many years later, I met another gentleman who became my mentor, much younger than me. And there was at one point, I was at his house. We worked together for several years. And at one point, I was at his house, and he was walking around with headphones on. And I said, hey, man, what are you doing? It was the morning. And he goes, oh, I'm listening to a book. And I said, wait, listening to a book? And he said, yeah, yeah. And I said, well, tell me about that. I've never heard of that. And he said, it's through Audible. It's an app called Audible. Long story short, many of you know what that is already. At that point, I did not. I decided, wow, maybe I would be more apt to digesting the information and enjoying it more if I listened. So I started, and I found out I loved it. And so I began reading voraciously, book after book after book. And what I also found while listening to books on Audible, that you could tap the screen on an icon and instantly store what's called a bookmark, just like you would a physical book and put a piece of paper, you know what I mean, in between the pages. And so I thought, this is brilliant, because now I can just hit the tap, you know, that icon, bookmark those points of interest, and rather than having to go back and reread the entire book, which many of us do, I can just go to those bookmarks directly and digest the important information and glean out all of the stories and metaphors that are powerful, but I wanted the information. So to that end, what I've done is I've compiled a lot of bookmarks online, and what we're going to do is segue into a segment I appropriately named Bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready, steady, read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yes, ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. And by the way, take notes. Write things down. In other words, stay with us right here live. Take notes. And this is recorded, and you can play it back later and find out these resources. We're going to be giving you resources, myself and Richard included. Just take notes. Take out a pen and paper. Type them into your notepad online or on your computer. But stay with us. That's the key, because you do not want to miss Richard and the value he's bringing tonight. I kid you not. ReachYourPeakLibrary.com is a resource that I developed for you, literally for you, for entrepreneurs and small business owners and people that are just looking to get ahead in life. And what it is a compilation of 40 or so books. I'm way behind in updating it because I've read many more. But these are books I've personally read and I personally vet, which means that not every book I've read through Audible is in this list, because not every single book had an impact on me personally. And why did I do that? It's because, you know, it's all about efficiency with me and for you, so that you can go to a list of books in a library, quote unquote, that you can at least have some assurance that at least one person saw that there was value in these books. And so that's why I put it together solely for you. So ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. And each and every one of these books, I have stored bookmarks in Audible. And that's what we're going to do at this very moment, is switch over to one such bookmark. And this is by a gentleman of the name of Chris Hogan, and the book is called Everyday Millionaires. It's interesting because I was listening to a podcast, and he was a guest on a podcast, and I got intrigued, and they talked about this book, and I thought, I gotta go check this out. Normally, I read books that are referred to me by other acquaintances of my colleagues, entrepreneurs, very successful people. In this case, it was very cool. I found this book, and I found there's a lot of nuggets in here. And what I'm going to do is just play for you a very short snippet, 1 minute. And so listen really close, take some great notes, and then I promise, right after it, we're going to bring on our special guest expert. So go ahead, lean into those speakers or those earbuds and take a listen and take some notes. Here we go.
A race you can win. If you believe you could never become a millionaire, then you will always prove yourself right. You'll never save enough or work hard enough to overcome that core conviction. However, if you open yourself up to the possibility, the probability, that $1 million net worth is within your reach, then you'll already be halfway to the goal. Your success will follow your beliefs. It's up to you to decide where you want to go. You have to believe that you have what it takes because you do. Of course, if you set your goals toward millionaire status, there will be plenty of people who try to convince you that it can't be done. They'll explain all the reasons why someone like you can't become a millionaire. I've got a trick for dealing with people like that. It's a secret that I use to make them disappear. It's easy to remember, too. In fact, it's just three little words. Prove them wrong.
I love that. Prove them wrong. But what I love even more is what he said near the beginning leading up to that. And that was that you needed to have the belief. And what does that come from? Mindset. The first of the three pillars that this show is all about. And that's why I love that particular bookmark from this book because it spoke volumes to me with the mindset. And then now prove them wrong. Because how many of you have been told you're never going to make that happen? I mean, my goodness, I'm one definitely many times. All right, guess what time it is? You got it. It is the time that for our special guest expert spotlight. So let's bring him on right now.
It's time for the guest expert spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Richard Ward. Richard, I am so happy that you agreed to come on the show. Thank you so much on behalf of myself and everyone watching. How are you doing tonight, my friend?
Just great. Just great. Great to be with you, Brian.
Fantastic. Hey, before we jump into it, I want to quickly remind our viewers that if they stay on to the very end, I will provide a way for them to win. For all of you watching and listening, to win a 5-night stay at a 5-star Mexican resort. All compliments of my friends at powertexting.com. Amazing, amazing business, amazing service. Check it out. I use it personally. Many of you have received texts about this very show from that service. So stick with us to the very end. And now, let's get to the man of the hour, Mr. Richard Ward. And I just want to introduce you real quick, Richard, and we'll jump on into it. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Fantastic. Richard Ward holds the Certified Financial Planner professional certification and has a passion for helping people find their purpose in life. With more than 35 years of industry experience, Richard believes in taking a holistic approach to creating a financial plan that offers fulfillment and possibilities. I love his take on this. It's very different and unique. Many clients he works with are baby boomers, and their business owners and executives who are considering a transition out of the business world, or financially secure pre-retirees who have little interest in traditional retirement and are looking for guidance for the second half of their life. I just got chills reading that because that is so profound. How many people that are out there that are just going to retire and go play with their hobbies the rest of their life. It's not a fulfilling life, trust me. And I love it that these people, number one, get it, and number two, there's someone there like Richard to show them what else there is out there for them. So Richard is very active in his community and has supported countless nonprofit organizations, both locally and nationally. He has personally learned that some of the greatest rewards in life are earned while helping others grow, thrive, and prosper, and continues to live his purpose on a daily basis by helping others. Hoo-wee! That is a man I am so proud and happy to have on this show because he epitomizes everything about an entrepreneur. That is what entrepreneurs love to do, is help others. period. And then all of the rest falls into place. If you come with a serving heart like Richard does, that's when you breed success. And Richard, I thank you for being on the show, and I also thank you for what you do for others.
Thanks, Brian. It's always a pleasure for me.
And, you know, I'll probably, it's probably already pretty obvious, but I wanted to ask you, you know, like we all live, we're all human beings, and we all go through ups and downs in life. And, you know, it's sometimes difficult to maintain that level of drive every single day. So for you, like when you get up in the morning and your feet hit the floor, what is one thing you would say that motivates you that if you maybe you're feeling a little down that day, but that thing comes back in your mind is like, it's okay, I've got this, I'm going forward, I'm taking it on, I'm crushing it. What motivates you each and every day when you get up?
Well, it's really being able to live out what's meaningful to me, what's purposeful for me, and knowing that my schedule that day and every day is filled with the kind of things that I want to be doing, whether it's helping individuals find the right place for their engagement or helping some of the organizations out there that need some of these people and need resources to be successful.
Fantastic. And so you have a lot to motivate you because you get to help inspire and change lives. And that's enough for many people right there. Is there something you do personally? And some people do, not everyone does, but when it comes to maintaining, say, a positive, productive, successful mindset, is there something you do on a regular basis on purpose to help sustain that?
Well, obviously there's lots of things we have to do to sustain it through time. I love the concept of your show because obviously having the right mindset is important. Taking care of your body is important. Being physically active and able to do the things that you want to do is really critical. And of course, business generally is a product of doing the first two things, I think, very well. So knowing what drives you, what your purpose in life is, what your why is for why you do what you do is really important. And for me, being able to pursue that on a regular basis and know that I can fill my calendar with those kinds of activities and events, making sure that that's what I'm focusing on is really what sustains me. That I get to the end of the day and say, wow, that happened pretty fast and I enjoyed all of it and I want to do it again.
That is absolutely phenomenal that, I mean, you literally fill your calendar with your why. I've never heard that before, and that is so profound. I've taught it from stage that if you don't have a strong enough why, it's going to be a tough road for you to finish the race and become successful at whatever you've chosen. And you have integrated it so deeply, it's on your calendar every single day because it's exactly in alignment with your why. And that is amazing. That's beautiful. That is just incredible.
Yeah, I feel pretty lucky, pretty fortunate.
Absolutely. And so you are helping other individuals to determine their purpose in life, if that sounds proper. They've reached a certain point in their life and they're like, what else is there? I want to really do more. I want to associate maybe with a nonprofit or, you know, serve others. So what ignited this spark in you to start this movement, to go down that path of helping others to determine what nonprofit or other organization that could help fulfill them in the years they have to come?
Yeah, that's a big question. I had been doing this kind of work for, you know, many, many years. And generally, you know, the role of a financial planner is to help people accumulate enough money to where they can stop working and pretty much do whatever they want or do nothing for all that matter. And I got to a point where I was getting to that point in life as well, looking at my second half of life and wondering, boy, is that really all there is to get enough money so that you can stop working and then, you know, what, sit around or go to the beach every day or, you know, what's going to be fulfilling? And I saw too many people that really didn't look like a great model. I mean, they were really kind of becoming detached and a bit bored and headed downhill. And I really thought, you know, that's not the ideal way to finish our lives. We all want something more from that. So I really had to think about whether I wanted to stay in this industry, whether I wanted to continue to do that or look for something else. And I did search and I did find some people who were really doing some amazing things. I mean, they had used their skills and experiences to make significant contributions. They had gotten to the same point in life They were a bit bored with what they were doing and found some new ways to contribute that really was inspiring. And I thought this is the coolest thing I'd heard, was people actually using their experience, their knowledge, their resources to be able to make significant contributions and help other people, to pick a cause that they were really interested in and really work it, help it, guide it, support it, whatever way they wanted to go about it, and that would lead to the fulfillment that is oftentimes missing in our lives. I think just a great answer for the second half of life, and I've been working to really promote that, pursue that, and help share that with anybody that wants to listen for the past several years.
For anyone who would want to listen, I think everybody on the planet would listen to this. Personally, this really hits a chord with me, a good one. I have a saying, and I didn't invent it, but I don't believe in retirement. I don't think it exists. It might be a transition from one career to another, but retirement to me, it's my definition of retirement is giving up. You know, giving up on life, giving up on serving others. Is it okay to indulge in hobbies and live some time for yourself? Absolutely. Absolutely. The thing is, though, a lot of times as folks grow older, they are looked at by society as devalued. They are undervalued based on what they bring to the table, because you just nailed it on the head. It is their wealth and breadth of experience, their time on this earth. They have so much wisdom compared to those that are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s that it would be a disservice not to share that experience. And being of entrepreneur mindset and loving to serve and help others, I'm excited. I'm excited for all the years ahead because of all the people I get to continue to help with ever-increasing experience base. And so what you're doing is so wonderful and amazing, and it's going to impact not only those you're working with to help them find their way for the remaining years, it's going to help everyone they touch in a profound way. And so kudos to you. I just cannot say enough how awesome this is, what you're doing, Richard. It's amazing.
Thanks, Brian. I think you're absolutely right about that. So many don't want to retire, and there's good reasons for that. I mean, that's the path I'm on as well. You know, who wants to do that when we have so much to contribute? But listen, boomers and others should grow and contribute for the rest of their lives. And a renewed sense of purpose is really the key to this growth, as well as to health and happiness and longevity. And I've seen and witnessed how well this purpose can be realized when people are focused on helping others learn and grow and prosper. So this is really the key. And by pursuing this route, I believe people can really live a rich life and continue to grow for the rest of their lives, which is, I think, the key to happiness and fulfillment.
Absolutely. Growing for the rest of your lives. Never stop growing. Never stop learning. I mean, that's living. That's living, right? I've actually known several retirees that they had a hobby in mind and they said, that's all I'm going to do when I retire. One comes to mind in particular who decided that, and in less than a year, he was gone. It did not fulfill him. I actually met him after retirement, and there was no life in this man's eyes because he had no purpose, and it was sad because he had a lot to give. And so I don't want to like be a scare tactic and put that out there for people, but consider what it would be to live your life to its absolute fullest to the very end versus check out and just get in a hammock or go hit the golf course or fish or whatever it is you love to do for the rest of your life. Man, to me, that's a life, to me personally, that's a life of sheer boredom. It's not including, you know, impacting other people's lives. As long as I'm able to, that's what I personally want to do. And it's just, I don't know, I can't see it any other way personally. So I see you have a nice shelf of books behind yourself. That's pretty cool. So I would imagine, I'm just going to guess, that you are also an avid reader.
Right. I probably should take your lesson and pick up the audiobooks. But yeah, I try to read when I can. And obviously, there's always something out there that's worth learning and experiencing. So I try.
And so if you could actually recall one business-related book or something that was just inspiring to you that just comes to your mind, just bam, I can think of that one book that inspired you the most, what book would come to your mind?
Well, as far as inspired me the most, I think several years ago when I was going through this re-examination of what I was doing, I read the book Halftime by Bob Buford, pretty famous book these days. been around for 20 years, multi-million copies sold. But it's a terrific book of describing this period in life when people often stop and question what they're doing and whether they're finding fulfillment and what they're doing is still what they want to do or what they can and should be doing for the years ahead. And they re-examine what it is that's important to them. And it's very commonplace. It happens to lots of people. And through this process of self-examination, they can hopefully, and sometimes with help, find the right answers in terms of where they want to go with the rest of their lives and find it and make it the most fulfilling part of their life.
Oh, I love this. Halftime, I mean, what a great sports metaphor for, you know, we're at that point where it's like, okay, there's a pause. We're transitioning to the second half. Now what? What do we need to do to adjust to finish the race, finish the game strong and win? I love it. I'm going to check that one out for sure. I have not heard of that one. So thank you for that resource. And by the way, I'm taking notes myself as I'm, you know, directing, producing, and starring and all that. I'm not the star. Richard's a star, but I'm taking notes. So I hope you're doing the same. I'm writing down notes as we're talking because every single time without fail, Richard is by far no exception. The value that comes from the guest experts is immeasurable. I mean, I'm going to compile all of these shows into several collaborative books because the value is too great not to share. And what Richard is saying right now, everything he's saying, is unbelievably, amazingly valuable because a lot of entrepreneurs are at that point right now. And they may not be advanced in years, but they may be at a point where, am I doing what fulfills me? I've met many that have second-guessed, you know, hey, I thought this was what I was passionate about. And I realized it wasn't. And as a matter of fact, I personally, literally a few weeks ago, went through the same exact thought process. I thought I was passionate about what I was doing. And I realized through a wonderful, blessed sequence of events over a period of time, like, wow, I'm not. It's something I'm passionate about, but it's not the thing. And so I'm in the middle of a transition of my own in my business. And I'm loving it. But it's so cool that the timing of this couldn't have been more perfect, Richard. This is phenomenal.
Glad to hear it, Brian.
So you're a very successful businessman. You're also helping in addition, collectively within that, you are helping folks to find their way, their purpose. And so I'm always curious about successful people. Like, what is it you do on a typical day in and day out? Now, maybe you have a routine, maybe you don't, maybe it's different each day, but I'm just always curious, and I think listeners are as well, and viewers, what is it that successful people do on a typical day? So I will ask you that very question. What is it, if you have something that you do on a typical day, that you do regularly?
Yeah, I guess I'm as routine, perhaps as many. So I get up early, and I hit the gym for a good hour each morning. I mean, to me, you've got to stay strong. You have to have the vitality to be able to put in these kind of days and do the work. So that's always the starting point for me. Reading and catching up with the news and that type of thing is what I do next. And then I start my business day either headed to the office or to appointments to meet other people. There are often appointments I've made with people that I want to get to know, find out they're all about, how I can help them in one way or another. There are meetings and other organizations that I participate in that are looking for guidance and help and assistance, and hopefully I can provide them some of that and some connections that will help them get off the ground, get started, and sometimes finish up with a social event of one type or another at the end of the day. And if not, I relax, try to catch my breath, catch up a little bit on reading, and prepare for the next day. But each day's calendar looks different based on what I have going on at that particular day, but it's all aimed, again, at that same purpose of helping others or helping the organizations I care about.
I love the theme, helping others, always there. And I love how it starts off with the gym. So notice, remember, mind, body, business. He's already hit two of them, and we know the third's already there. So do you see the patterns? Richard Ward is one of those. And I highly recommend, even if you're not getting advanced in age, whatever your definition of that is, if you're hitting that point and you want to know how you can continue to help others and you're ready to go and get involved in nonprofits specifically, Richard is the man. And we'll give you his contact information at the end of the show. So stick with us and be sure to continue to take notes. I cannot stress that enough because you know, the longest memory is, or the best memory is as long as the shortest pencil. It's something to that effect, where the more you write, the more you remember. It's a proven fact. If you write it, you remember it much better. You retain it. So write, take notes. And then, you know, an hour of reading. I love it. Gym, reading. It's not like gym and then slam right into business day. Then start the business day. I love the gradual approach. And then I love the ending of, well, social event or relax. Isn't that cool? You know, the unwinding time. And that is so important because as entrepreneurs and business professionals, we just go, go, go. And sometimes we need someone else to tell us to slow down. I mean, my wife's great at that because I overdo it so many times. It's so important to have that downtime. And so I like to just sit with my wife and relax at the end of each night. She is my why. And so I get to end every day or every evening solely with my wife, and I love it. So great advice. I see. So what you just said, Richard, was your regimen each and every day, and I look at it as great advice because you have the success that others are looking to achieve, so why not model success? That's all it takes, ladies and gentlemen. Find somebody that is successful and model. It's a fancy word for copy, right? And how many of us were told that we shouldn't copy in school? So it's a completely different thing. Copying in that context was also referred to as cheating. In this context, it's just referred to as collaborating and, you know, doing something that someone else is willing to allow you to model. And I know Richard is open to that. Listen to him. All he wants to do is help people all the time. That's all. Just help people. That's amazing. It's one thing to achieve short-term success, right? A lot of people can do it, repeatedly, but oftentimes, you know, doing it over the long haul can escape most people. I've seen it, especially in, say, the arena of network marketing. I've seen some, I mean, I know personally, who became phenomenal at recruiting others into the business, and that's all they did, and then would not support their people, and then they would fizzle out and have to go back and recruit a lot more. There was no long-term strategy to that. And so I was curious, Richard, from your standpoint, and I don't want to steer you in the wrong way by bringing up network marketing. It was just an example that came to head. What is one of the best ways you've found? I mean, you've been in an industry for 35 years. You've achieved wild success, regardless of industry. What would you say to the viewers and listeners is the best way to achieve long-term success?
Well, in the business context, that's what we're really referring to. It obviously takes a commitment to it. I mean, you have to feel like you're in the right arena, that you like the kind of work you're doing, the people you're helping, the clients that you have attracted. You have to be fully committed to them and their future. It's about their welfare that you're really trying to make an impact, and putting their interests ahead of your own, looking at it over the long haul, and letting them know conclusively that you're there for them for the long haul. This is not a short-term, one-time transaction. This is a long-term relationship that you're trying to build on, you're trying to grow with, and you'll be there for them through thick and thin for the rest of their lives. That's really what it's all about. So for me, sustaining a business success, in addition to all the other things you have to do, network marketing and other things, of course, are part of that. But it begins with that really knowing where you're going, what you're doing in your business world, being committed to that, being professional and on top of your business. And then, of course, making sure that your clients know and understand and see every day that you're putting their interests first for the long haul.
It is so refreshing to hear that spoken out loud. It's so often not done. And it truly is, you know, about the long term, the long haul. And there are many that are in it for the quick kill that, you know, we have a society of instant gratification, right? And people are used to that. We have fast food. We have instant everything. We have instant news now. Go on the internet and just search for what you want. It's there instantly. And then so it's very easy to get caught up in the fact that, oh, well, if that's so easy, then I can become successful and very financially free very quickly. And that's just not the case. It takes time. It takes effort. It takes consistency, discipline, and putting others' interests first rather than your own, because it's building those long-term relationships that are the key versus the quick kill, get in and out and take the money. It's just not a long-term strategy. And so thank you for bringing up the fact of putting others' interests first, because that is a key in building a lasting relationship. And the cool thing is when you do that, and you do it on a consistent basis, and you do it from the heart, what you typically end up finding is you find just those people that are just like you, don't you, Richard? Yeah, you kind of have this, you attract them almost. And I don't want to get into that whole attraction thing. It's just that I think that's what happens, is you are exhibiting the behavior that you then end up getting those people in your lives. And it just makes it a great synergistic thing moving forward.
I think that's such a good point. And if you aren't behaving exactly how you want everybody else to behave, then you're doing something wrong.
Wow. It's like you can read my mind, because there were certain things I've been doing of late that weren't like on par with me. And I reaped my rewards, which were not good ones of late. And so, it's continual reminders. I'm human. I'm a positive person most of the time. Most people would attest to that. I have my moments, believe me. We all do. We're all human beings, right, Richard? I mean, the more successful one gets, a lot of people think that once someone has reached a really good level of success in their eyes, that their problems are dissipating and going away. It's interesting that it's exactly the opposite. The more success one achieves, the more issues and problems arise that you must deal with. And the key is primarily how you react to those, and you just learn over time to react the appropriate way, and you continue to climb the success ladder. And I see Richard nodding in agreement with that.
So true. A lot of people think money takes the problems away, and it doesn't. It multiplies them a lot. I can tell you some lottery winner stories that you wouldn't want to hear about, because it's so sad, what it turned out. But it is. How we address these issues, rich or poor, we're going to have our challenges and our issues, and we do need to face them with clear eyes and a straightforward approach, and knowing who we are and what we're all about. And if we'll do that, oftentimes we'll make the right decisions and get through it.
Yeah, absolutely. A mentor of mine reminded me, this was several years ago, I used to teach from his stage. I helped train his events, and then I started doing my own after that. But I remember this distinctly, that he had one of the topics during one of these events. He said, if you're not a great person now and you make a lot of money, you're going to be money magnifies who you already are. So if you're a great person, you're going to be magnified and even greater. You're going to be a serving person, a giving person. If you're someone who likes to do bad things to people, you're going to be exemplified. And I'm not going to go into examples of those. It's just money magnifies who you already are. And I can think of one person by name that is a great example of that, and that is Mike Wolf. He was a previous guest, a real estate genius, and this guy is so amazing. He is so philanthropic, but he's still teaching how to achieve financial wealth using his exact strategies in real estate. While he's not doing that, he's helping others. He's literally going to other events and mic running at those events. And I don't know if any of you know what that means, but you are holding a mic the entire event, waiting for a question, scanning the room. If somebody raises their hand, you're off. You're running, literally running to get that microphone in front of that person, the audience members in front of their body to ask the question. And it's a taxing position. He volunteers, does it for nothing. That's the type of, money magnified him, because he's already a golden-hearted guy. I just want to give a positive example of that, because there are so many like that. Richard, I know, is one of those. Can you not tell everyone watching and listening? I mean, comment. Just say, yeah, I can tell immediately. Richard is one of those magnified, awesome guys. Go ahead. Type that in right now. I'm waiting for you before we go to the next question. I'm just kidding. So you've done a lot. You've seen a lot. You've experienced a lot. And you still have a lot more to give, allow a lot more time to, express your wonderful gifts to so many people. Now, looking forward and seeing that you're one of those guys, you can't wait for the next day, next year, next decade, next 2 decades, because it's only going to get better because of all the people you're serving and helping. Where do you see yourself in this business in, say, 10 years or even 20 years down the road? Have you given that any thought?
Thanks for giving me that time. I appreciate that longevity. now I see myself continuing the day-to-day effort, and things that I get to be involved with are just that rewarding, that I enjoy doing it every day. I'll probably do more of the counseling and the helping and assisting the organizations that are making the difference in our community, helping the individuals that want to be connected, both in their own business areas as well as in doing this kind of work. I'll probably spend less time in the financial planning arena doing that kind of work day in and day out, let somebody else spend a little more time there. But I'll keep my hand in it. So I intend to do this as much as possible and to see how it evolves into the areas I want to support and help, because I want to keep that calendar full of those kind of activities on a day-in, day-out basis for as long as I can possibly do it.
That's phenomenal, that your vision of the future is more of the present, right? It's the present probably exponentially magnified. That's open desire that you can reach even more people on a larger scale, if possible, if that's your goal, your mission and purpose. It's an amazing mission and purpose. My gosh, you're a gem. You were referred to me by another past guest, and I'm so thankful for that, because, you know, it's amazing how we travel in packs, right? You go to seminars, you go to networking events, you go to workshops and boot camps, and if there's any common thread to them whatsoever, like it's a business related or entrepreneurial related, you see the same people at nearly all of them, not the whole crowd, but you run into 10, 15, 20. Hey, I remember you from the last event over across town or in Texas or in LA. And it's amazing how we kind of, it's like a herd of animals following a piece of meat, right? And it's the best. I use that analogy when my kids used to play soccer when they were little bitty kids, because there was no rhyme or reason or strategy or structure. They just all followed the ball like a herd following a piece of meat. It was so funny. But it's very true. Entrepreneurs are very similar, and I love it. I love following that meat. I love following because I know that herd's going to be there. You know, that herd is my family, my extended family, right? They exemplify the values, the positive thinking, the mindset, the success-orientedness, the focus on success, everything that epitomizes people I want to be associated with. And so it's just amazing to go down that path and be around those individuals. And what you're doing, Richard, you could not be surrounded by those individuals because of the people you're reaching out to help. They have achieved a certain level of success to be where they are, to want to give back in a positive manner. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's some of the greatest part of the rewards of all this, is being able to associate with and to deal with those kind of people day in and day out, the ones that have the big heart, the ones that are committed to helping others, and being able to, you know, call them your friends, call them your associates and colleagues on a regular basis. I mean, it's a terrific tribe, if you will, of people to hang out with and be part of, and they inspire and motivate me day in and day out.
And, you know, the same exact thing happens. I think of everyone that has ever seen this show or experienced it or witnessed it, I am the most blessed of all, because I get to meet and get to know fantastic, phenomenal individuals such as yourself. And it's just such a blessing. I've met so many incredible, life-changing people who are changing lives of others, who are serving, who have that servant's heart. It's just an overflowing of abundance of blessingness that comes up, showering upon me. And I feel so grateful to be able to do this and to have you here, Richard. And to, you know, my purpose, as I was telling you before the show, is to help people to see you and to know who you are and to get in touch with you. And again, we'll go over the contact information here coming up pretty soon. But the whole goal, my goal for this show, is to put the spotlight on Richard Ward and other guest experts that come on, because you guys have so much to give. And each individual has their own talents, has their own experiences, has their own lives to pull from to then impart that wisdom and experience on others to help them. And that's what I love about this, because the variety of that has been unbelievable. As you can imagine, everyone is different. It's just, what an amazing blessing. Okay, here's one that might be a little thought-provoking. It's a cool question because it kind of puts you in the driver's seat. And that is, if you, Richard, were actually conducting this interview, if you were to trade places with me, but you were looking at yourself as the guest, what question might you ask of yourself if you were hosting the show right now? And then, what would your answer be? Let's put that in there too.
Oh, I get to answer it. That's an interesting question. I think I'd want to ask something along the lines of, you know, I'm still in business. Is it really about giving to everybody else that I'm supposed to be involved with? Or is that really the key to all of this? Isn't it more about, you know, what I need to do to grow my company, my practice, whatever it may be? Isn't that really more of the key and how I'm going to get through my life and accumulate the resources I want and that type of thing? And I, you know, what you learn in time is that the great rewards really come from giving. And it's about what you can do for others and how you can help other people, that you really get the really kind of lasting rewards that you really don't find in other places. Look, money and success in your business and achieving milestones is all great, and we all want that as well. And I think it's, if you do it right, a kind of a product of the giving and the helping of others. So you can accomplish both. It's not like you have one or the other only. But this idea that giving of yourself to other things and causes and people where you can help and provide some of your knowledge and expertise, skills, and that type of thing is really the critical thing. So I want to ask about that, whether that's really the key, or, you know, maybe what should I look forward to in my retirement years? You know, is it going to be, you know, golden for me? And the answer really is, well, it depends on how you spend those years, not how much money you have.
Oh, man. That is so powerful, profound, and wise. I hope people are getting writer's cramp right now for writing notes. My goodness. So many nuggets there. I don't even know where to begin on responding. Not that I need to respond, because you said it completely and so well already. It's just giving. You know, what a great question to ask of yourself, number one. And then number two, the answer was just amazing. Amazing. So giving is greatness, or great rewards come from giving, was what you said. I wrote it down. And it's so true. And here's the thing, a lot of people think, and I've run into them, where they're worried about charging too much money for their services. And we're talking about people that do things that are serving of others, like you do, Richard. But they are at that point where they're not confident in what they're charging people. And my response to them is always, you know, think of what you want to charge them and double it, because it would be a disservice if you did not charge them what you're worth. Because if you don't, you won't be able to scale and help more people. So what you're doing is just basically undermining your ability to reach more and serve more. So it's your duty to earn money. It's okay to earn a lot of money and just scale your business, you know, pour some of that back in your business and scale it and help serve even more people. And so that takes a whole different frame on it, and it takes the guilt off of their mind and their chest. And it gives them permission to move forward and charge what they're worth. Because I'm not saying, you know, gouge people. Don't price gouge people. Just charge what you're worth. And you can do a lot of research. You can do comparisons from others who are doing the same thing you are. And so that you're right, you know, you're just charging what you're worth. A lot of people undercharge and undervalue what they do. I felt the need to say that. I don't know why. One thing, there's one more really what I call a heavy-hitting question, and this isn't to freak you out or anything, Richard. It's just it's such a deep, profound question for some, and others, it's like instant on the tip of their tongue. And it's something I've asked every single guest on this show. And the really, really interesting thing is there's no wrong answer. you cannot answer it wrong. So it kind of takes the stress off of it. However, it is a very profound question, and I want to ask it before we sign off for the evening. We're getting very close to that moment. But before we do that, and so stick around, but before we do that, it's time to show and tell our folks how they can enter to win that wonderful five-night stay at a five-star luxury resort that has been brought to us by PowerTexting.com. So just give me a moment, and we'll pull up the information for you. For those of you watching live, there are two ways to enter. Two ways to enter. You can go to the website or the URL that is reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. One more time, reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. Or if it's simpler for you and you just want to take out your phone and text the information, then go ahead and text the word peak. And that's P-E-A-K. Text the word PEAK to the number 661-535-1624. Pick which one you want to do. Write it down in your notes because I'm going to pull this screen down in just a moment. But go ahead and text the word PEAK, P-E-A-K, to 661-535-1624. Once again, brought to you by PowerTexting.com. Amazing, amazing company by my dear friend Jason Ness and his business partner, and we are so grateful and thankful that they have put this resource together. And by the way, this is a true blue, no kidding, vacation. You're not going to be put into a situation where you're listening to a timeshare, which many might think it's going to be one of those. It is not. In fact, the owner of PowerTexting.com himself tested it. So he came back saying, oh my God, it was amazing, and there was none of that, and it was just a great time. He took his daughter and had a wonderful time. So go ahead, enter that. I will text you directly because, by the way, either way that you choose, if you either opt in or you type in information at the website or you text it, it both goes through the PowerTexting.com service. That's what's running under the hood, so to speak. And so I will personally text the winner who gets to take that wonderful vacation. Remember, it's a five-night stay at a five-star resort in Mexico. So go ahead, do that now. And then we will come back, which we are back, with Richard. And he's a star, by the way, if I mention that. He's a star. We want to ask this one question, Richard. So I'm going to pull the humor down a little bit, and let's get a little bit more into just not seriousness, but less humor. And it's a question that I love to ask, as I said earlier. The cool thing, like I said, there is no wrong answer. And the opposite is true, is like the only correct answer is yours. There's only one correct answer. It's what Richard Ward thinks it is. And to date, I've interviewed quite a few entrepreneurs in the past. To date, not one entrepreneur has answered it exactly the same way as one prior. I'm almost certain it will happen, but yet it has not. And it doesn't mean if you do that, there's anything wrong. It's just your answer is the only right answer. I just find it interesting that all the answers to date have been different. And it's very cool. So are you ready?
Ready.
With that kind of buildup, he's like, oh man, you're going to make me sweat. Nah, it's going to be fun. So Richard Ward, the question is, how do you define success?
Success to me is doing exactly what you're supposed to do. That is, what is your purpose for? Thinking clearly about what it is that matters to you in this world, in this life, defining that purpose and pursuing it with all of your might, day in and day out, doing it because you know that that's the right thing to do, that that's what you want to do, and if you fulfill it to the best of your abilities, you will have left the world a better place than you found it. And I think for most of us, that is a pretty satisfying thing. And we'll look back fondly at that 85th or 90th birthday celebration, knowing that we've given what we should be giving to others and to the world. And we pursued that purpose with vigor and with determination, hopefully integrity, day in and day out, and have left it all on the field, as they say, and really done our best to make a difference in the world. And to me, that's as much success as I would ever want to have.
Oh, man, it's so inspiring. I'm not kidding. I got chills. I got goosebumps on my arms. So that was beautiful. And again, different than everyone else. There are similarities here and there, but that was it stood out as quite different to me because, you know, doing exactly what it is you're supposed to do. And I loved how you added to that with purpose. And then you said pursuing it with all of your might. Wow. That is one variant that I've never heard. I know previous have thought it, but you verbalized it. And then you reinforced it by saying, and then left it all in the field. I love that. That's a man. This is a man on a mission. He's on a powerful mission, a powerful purpose. And this is the time that I think is a perfect time, Richard, for us to reveal how folks can get in touch with you to pursue that next step in their lives. It doesn't matter what age they are, does it? I mean, it's just what stage they are in their life and they're pondering what to do next. Is that?
That's right.
Okay.
When they're ready to turn their focus from themselves onto helping others.
Ooh. Oh, man. Zing. Another power one. I love it. And it can be to take your focus that has been on others and redirect it for those who are in the same boat, who are looking to to find out what they want to do next in life. But that was good. I love that. Ooh. So what is the best way? Is it a telephone number? Is it Facebook, which is very common? Is it a website? What is the best number one way for folks who are in that current situation to get a hold of you and have a conversation?
Well, there are obviously multiple means that they can do it. I guess I would direct them first and foremost to a personal website that we've established to share a lot of what I'm involved with and what other people are doing in this arena as well. And that's just successwithpurpose.org. They can go there, learn a lot, get my contact information, call me, email me, whatever it is that they would like to do.
All right, fantastic. I'm pulling that up as we speak. And let's do the other so that your beautiful face is on there. And look at that. So you know you're in the right place if you see that handsome guy with the microphone right there at the top. Beautiful website, by the way. Success with Purpose. Learn more about Richard. So go to contact with that. Oh, and there's a phone number there. Everything's there. Look at that. Facebook, LinkedIn. You cannot not find a way to reach Mr. Richard Ward. Fantastic. And so, again, that website, for those of you that may not have heard it clearly, is successwithpurpose.org, O-R-G, not com, O-R-G, successwithpurpose.org. For those of you watching, listening, even if it's on the recording, go ahead and type that into the comments to help others out and be like Richard and be one of service and help others to just have to click instead of type. That would be awesome. So sweet. Richard, is there anything else you would like to leave as a parting word to our guests that are watching before we sign off for the evening? I got to say you've been phenomenal, but I wanted to give you the last word because your wisdom and experience has just been unparalleled from past experts that I've had on the show. So I appreciate you, my friend.
Well, thank you, Brian. I'm not sure I have anywhere to go but down from here, but
No.
I guess I would say, you know, I really do believe this refocusing on the needs and help of others is really the key. Money is an important part of what we all are involved with day in and day out. We, you know, our businesses produce that. We all strive for that, of course. But I want people to think of their money and their success in that arena as not the end, but rather the means.
Mm.
You earn a decent living. If you make a good return in your business and so forth, then you have the means to be able to do more than most others. And I really believe you have the means now to reach out and help other people. And that's what I'm hoping more and more in our community will do is get involved. It doesn't have to be money. It can be time. It can be expertise. It can be leadership and so forth. And it can be those resources. But we have the ability to help others with that. And I hope more and more will look into it, find out about it, and learn how great those rewards can really be.
Absolutely amazing. And again, successwithpurpose.org. Connect with Richard. You can see and hear and feel this man. You can tell he comes from a heart space. And so reach out and connect with him. He wants to help you. That's all he wants to do is help you. So once again, Richard, thank you so, so very much. For all of you watching the live version of this, and for those of you watching the recording, and for all of you listening to the podcast afterward, so appreciate you as well. We look forward to bringing you yet another show coming up very, very soon, so keep an eye out for that. Until then, we are going to sign off, and I will say on behalf of Richard Ward, so long for now, and be blessed. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.